Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, Nick Cannon really did have four babies in 1 year, and he's finally talking all about it.
I'm like a seahorse out here. That's just the way I'm procreating.
Then Tristan does it again, his flirty message to Chloe that has everyone fired up. Plus, Oprah gets called out for her totally shady move.
Did I actually wear that?
Welcome to Daily Pop, you guys. Nick Cannon says his seven kids are no accident, okay? And he totally meant to have four babies this year, so that's normal. Justin is out enjoying his vacation, but thankfully I have two amazing hosts joining me today. Carney Wilson is back. Yes. And Queer Eye star Bobby Burke is here. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. I'm so excited.
Hi.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great show.
Let's talk about.
It has to be great because Justin's not here, and you know he's going to watch to make sure I did a good job, so we have to prove,
of course.
We did an amazing job.
Hi, Justin.
All right. Let's jump right into this Nick Cannon situation, you guys. He's got some words for his haters.
I got more baby mamas than...
Yeah.
Lord knows how...
Just wrap it up.
It's still coming. I'm like a seahorse out here. That's just the way I'm procreating. If you had to give me one piece of advice, JT, what would it be?
Wrap it up and protect yourself. Like,
I'm having these kids on purpose.
Okay, so if you're having them on purpose, then what I'm saying.
No accident. Trust me, there's a lot of people I could have got pregnant that I didn't.
Okay. But just have fun. Continue to have fun.
The ones that was supposed to get pregnant.
Not a seahorse, yeah. More like a rabbit.
A rabbit, you're right. Nick said all of that, you guys, on his Power 106 Los Angeles radio. First of all, do you believe him? Because a lot of people don't believe him.
I don't, but I think it's very nice of him to say my children were in an accident, because that would come back to haunt him later on.
This is a very...
When his kids are like, wait, I was an accident, Dad?
Right, right.
No, so I love that he's being a good father by saying none of those kids were accidents, but I call BS.
BS.
By the way, seahorses, isn't that the male they give birth? I think if he had to give the birth, he might not have had four kids.
He would have stopped at one.
I mean,
he'd be like, oh,
true?
I'm not doing this again.
Right?
You know, look, I agree with you. I think the therapy, I think the comment about accidents, that comes back in therapy, right? Like,
yes.
My dad called me an accident, but I just feel like I've had one baby this year, and like,
yeah,
the idea of, I mean, four babies in 1 year, and obviously he didn't give birth to them,
right.
I just,
right.
I don't understand the want, the desire,
wow,
the need to do that. And he has kids from previous relationship,
know,
obviously, with Mariah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, how do you think the women, first of all, okay, do you think the women all knew about each other? And
no.
Do you think they all knew that they were... No, you don't?
I think they know who they're with. I think,
yes,
they know that he's a gorgeous...
Seahorse.
Yes, he's a gorgeous seahorse who apparently likes to, you know, and...
Hang out with rabbits.
Right, yep. And hang out with rabbits. And, you know, I don't think they cared. I mean, that's just...
Yeah. They knew what they were getting into, and maybe they got into it like that on purpose. You don't know.
I'm more traditional. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm like mom, dad, family. Like, maybe I'm a little more like traditional, square, whatever. But hey, you know, as long as...
Yes, I think
it's a lot. It's
modern
a lot.
Families are great, but that's a lot,
it's
of
a lot.
Kids. Let's think of the environmental impact that has.
100%. Yeah. There are a lot of kids in. There are three kids, but also
all those diapers.
They're all the same age.
Right.
Too. So that's
fun for them.
That's fun for them because,
yeah,
they're all going to be close. But I just had realized, like, it's not that he's had babies in the same year. You have,
right,
babies now that are all the same age. They're literally months apart.
That's right. But it's all different mothers, though.
And all different mothers. But I do agree with you. I do think these women knew what they were getting into, because otherwise I feel like we would be hearing a lot about this in the press. There
They'd
would be a
upset.
Lot more drama,
right,
yeah,
a lot,
yeah,
more,
yeah,
women coming out saying things. But good on him to even get somebody to agree to that arrangement. That's no easy feat.
They might not have agreed, but they might now be getting a nice enough
settlement
check. They're just like, you, seahorse.
Hopefully everything will be like smooth. Like if they have like family reunions or like get-togethers, that's a drama right there. That could be a drama
right
there.
You know what? I think he's lining up the cast for a new reality show.
I mean, I was just thinking that.
Nick Cannon baby mama or something like that.
There you go.
That.
Right, right.
All his baby mamas.
There you go.
It's like the housewives. They all live in the same house in Cabo. It's going to be
great. It'll pay off one day.
That could be really good.
All right, you guys, we have to move on. Tristan Thompson is at it again. I'm so over this, you guys. He got flirty on Khloé's Instagram, dropping 3 heart eye emojis in her comments after she posted herself at the beach. Her fans are not impressed, me included. We've talked about this at great length at this show. We are up in arms about this situation. Are you upset over it? Are you mad if you're Khloé? He just keeps going and trying and doing the thing, and it's like, Tristan, what
else? I think it's bad.
I think if she was that upset, she'd limit her comments to him not being able to comment.
Ooh, I don't think so.
I think it's just like, you're beautiful. I'll always love you. I mean, there's I don't think it's a big deal.
I'm not mad about
it.
I think it's kind of cute. He obviously still loves her, you know, and if he wants to keep giving public displays of affection on Instagram.
Right.
You're over it? I'm over it.
I feel like obviously, whatever happened, I'm a huge Khloé fan. They worked it out during quarantine, and then we recently heard that things are not working out between them. Totally fine. Whatever makes them happy. But we've heard other things that he was out at parties and doing things, all alleged. Nobody really knows if anything happened. It's not even our business. But I just feel like to continuously promote and it's pushy to me. It's kind of like, dude, what else do you need? Like, I'm moving on now. We share a daughter. We will always have that. Their priority is her. But, like, the constant displays of affection, I think, was cute the first time around. And now I'm like, I don't need to see it anymore. I don't think she does either.
I think, though, to keep a nice, public, loving relationship with the mother of your child is good. Maybe not just flirty.
Right, right.
But, their little girl is going to look back and see the relationship that her parents had after divorce. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to still show love between parents, even if it's not an in-love love.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I just can't stop looking at, like, isn't her body, like, morphing more and more into Kim's? I'm looking like,
she
first
looks
of all,
so
that,
good.
That dress, that is, look at that color of
I
that
mean,
dress.
I mean, I commented on this
to go with
photo.
Our colors here, but.
It was an accident.
But I'm like,
it just happened to go with the ocean.
Is that Kim's figure or is that Khloé? I can't tell. It's all one big hip, that family.
With the Photoshop, sometimes it's hard
one
to tell.
One big waist and hip together.
She works hard for that body, though.
Yes.
She is in that gym. She looks damn good. I mean, do you guys think he's trying to win her back? That's my last question.
No.
No?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's just showing love. I just think it's showing love, and there's not a big deal. I don't
Bobby,
think it's a big deal.
You think it's
I don't know. I think he definitely wants her back, but I also think he wants to be a bit of a player.
That's the thing.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You can't have it all.
You just hit how I feel about this situation. Yeah. You cannot have it all. You can't get to do this and be the good guy on Instagram and then go do whatever you want behind closed doors.
I screwed up.
No.
No. I love you.
You're done. And you know those sisters are like, we're done with you also, Tristan.
I think.
Be a good dad to True and keep it moving.
Thank you, next.
Our sister, again. She's going to marry, like, some sort of Swiss financier guy.
He sure is cute, though. My God.
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah. All right. He's cute. Is Sharon Stone dating a 25-year-old rapper?
Yes.
He goes by the name of Rumor and always wears this ski mask. The two were spotted clubbing together and have reportedly been hanging out for a few months. Okay, so if this is true, how do you guys feel about this? Some people, of course, there's always those people that have to come out and be like, there's 40 years between them. I don't give a shit if there's 40
years
between
them.
Good for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
B, if she was a dude, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
I think you're right.
I think you're damn right.
I mean,
you are right about
Hollywood
that.
Hollywood is filled with that age gap, but it's just with an older man and a younger woman, and nobody talks about it. I mean, there's the occasional look, but no one talks about it.
And it's also isn't this narrative so dated? It's so sexist. I mean, I feel like we were doing this even with Demi and Ashton, which was now, 15 years ago? Like,
she can handle it.
She can handle it. She's Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
She is Sharon Stone. She's vibrant as hell.
Yes.
We were at an event together last year, and it was a charity event. There was an auction, and people just weren't buying as quickly as she liked.
Uh-huh.
So she got up there with the auctioneer, and she turned it out.
So fabulous.
So much fun. I'm like, she's probably tiring out the 25-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. She's so iconic.
She does what she wants to do, and I think it's great. I admire that.
And look at her. She looks unbelievable.
She's so hot and so great. She's having fun.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. No one else pulled that off.
Not even me.
That was good.
It's not easy. It was such a subtle opening.
I mean, think about Cher. It's just like, I don't know. Some people just don't.
Oh.
Some people like, you know. Sleeping alone.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, it's like, That was my share imitation, by the way. Well,
I'm happy you said that to the kids at home.
I know. I hate it when I do something like that to the youngins, and they're like, ooh.
I know.
We were filming a show recently with some young kids, and I made an Alanis Morissette reference,
no.
And there goes, who's that?
Oh, no. Like, no. Slap.
I slapped them.
Feel ancient.
It's crazy how that happens.
I have a daughter, right? She's 16, so, like, I'm thinking, like, I'm comparing this.
About the same age as the people I was talking to. What if she did
somebody that was 25 years? I mean, I think it's a little different scenario, but I don't know. I think you're right about that.
Well, at 16, if she dated somebody 25 years older, that's kind of a problem.
No, oh, yeah. But I think this is no big deal. Have fun. Go live your life.
Sharon can handle anything. Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of age gaps, Terry Hamlin shared his thoughts on his 20-year-old daughter, Amelia, dating 38-year-old Scott Disick.
Ooh. My feelings about it, I must confess, the issue that's the most enduring is the age difference, which to me is odd. But then again, every time I think of that, I think of myself and Ursula Andress when I was 14 years younger than she when we had Dimitri. So I can't really complain, right?
Yeah.
All right, that was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Carney, I know you just mentioned this, but if your daughter, let's say, was legal and she was 21.
Right.
And was like, Mom, I am in love with a 45-year-old man.
Wow.
I want to be with him. We love each other. We're committed to one another. What does Mom say about that?
I mean,
we're all like, tell us everything.
I don't know. It's weird. My first reaction is, oh, that's too old. But then it's like, you just have to let people do what they want to do. And you never know, like 20 years later, hopefully he's still alive.
No, right.
You know, and like you roll with it. Sometimes you roll with it because it's what people choose in their lives.
And don't you feel like sometimes as a mother, if you push your child further away from what they want to do, they're just going to go back at it way harder?
Absolutely.
So as a mother of a daughter.
Tell me. Yeah.
How do you feel?
I mean, I was like,
we're years away from her. She still likes me. You need to start thinking about these things.
You know, and it's actually come up a lot. Like you, 45. If she was 21 and he was 45, it's a little old. But then I also, part of me, depending on who he was and what the deal was, but I would be able to know, I would like to think as her mother, okay, I see this. This is going to go on for 6 months and this is going to be the end of it. Like, let her do that.
Right, experience
it. Her father's watching and he's like, not over my dead body.
If you push her to not do it, she's just going to do it harder.
Totally.
Do it anyway.
Totally. But I think 30 is probably the max at 21. And even then, I feel like you were with your own friends. You want to go to the club. It's just, it's pretty big
gap. When I was... we'll say 18.
Okay.
I was dating I think he was 35.
That's fabulous. It's, you know, I don't know.
Wait a minute, that seems like a double standard.
It is, it's, you know, but I guess my oldest, we have to go to break, but I want to talk about myself for 2 more hours. Okay, coming up, Oprah's getting called out, the shady thing she did to Gail. I love this so much, you guys. It's next.
I was 17.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rugs for days.
Rugs for days.
What are some of your favorite colors?
So like a tan or a beige.
It's the most practical for cleaning purposes.
No homes.
All right.
Favorite color.
I do like the fact that you're being practical. But if you
try something with a pattern, it hides stuff.
Okay. Right.
So if it has a little bit of dirt on it here and there, or if it gets a stain on it, you don't even really notice it because there's a lot of pattern on it.
To look at.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty cool.
That was the newest episode of Netflix's Queer Eye. It just premiered on YouTube yesterday, and you guys can watch it for free. All right, obviously, tell us everything you can about the new season.
So this is one special episode that we filmed with Delta. It was a lot of fun. I actually haven't even seen it yet.
Okay.
So the new season, though, we filmed it in Austin.
Okay.
In Texas. You know, we went there last year to film it. We didn't even get through one episode. We got shut down.
Oh, wow. Of course. Okay.
But it was great. You know, it allowed the boys and I to have a little bit of a break.
Of course. Very needed, I'm sure.
Our show is very emotionally
draining.
And so it was kind of nice for us to take a little bit of a breather. Mm-hmm. And now when we came back, we were re-energized and emotional again. Like, I don't think Auntie and I made it through the first 5 minutes of an episode before we started crying.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's going to be a really great season. I think maybe in our best yet.
Oh, my. I can't. Yeah. You know what? It's always that way, right? Because I feel like as horrible and horrific as the pandemic was, we all really did need that reset.
Sure.
Everybody was so burnt out by the time it came around. So I do think that that's a positive.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Does Oprah have a shady side? Before you answer, I know I'm always so scared to mention Oprah or Beyonce, but I did it. Listen to what Gayle King just told Oprah Daily.
Right after I had Kirby, Oprah comes to my house, Oprah Daily people. She has a t-shirt that says, "Husbands come and go, friends last forever." Yikes.
Did I actually wear that?
Yes, you did. I thought that was an interesting choice of shirts.
As to your house?
Yes.
And your husband was there?
Yes, yes. I thought that was an interesting choice. Yeah.
Okay. I'm laughing that she didn't remember if she wore the shirt.
Oprah's very busy. Oprah has a lot
going on. She had a lot of wine that day.
Didn't Gayle and her husband divorce, though?
They did. So, exactly. Yeah. So Oprah
was right.
Listen, Oprah, the premonitions Oprah had, she came there and she's like, "I'm just wearing this t-shirt because this is going to happen." So just so you know, and I'm still going to be here supporting you no matter what goes wrong in your relationship.
The old song, Mama Knows.
She was just playing with her besties. It's like, you know, their bond. I just feel like it is so unbreakable.
It's always so inspiring to see that. It's crazy.
Just maybe forever. Not 40.
It's probably 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Somebody's going to Google that and tell me.
It's been a long time.
A long time.
My bestie and I, 43 years of friendship.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You guys became friends when you were two?
We were 7 years old. Yeah.
Aww.
It's the best.
That's rare. Friendships are hard, especially in this business. As you get more successful, you realize that not everyone's always.
All of my besties now, we've been friends for 20 plus years.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. But I mean, and if you can't have a sense of humor with your best friends, I mean, right?
Yeah.
If you can't joke about them divorcing right after they get married, then what kind of friend are you?
Seriously. I agree with that. I appreciate the realism.
She was right.
She's like, "I'm just going to put that out there because I don't want to share you."
What do you guys think, though, when you're obviously both of you are married? I'm married as well. Do you feel like your relationships with your friends change after you get married? I mean, you've both been married for a long time, but I feel like if you're not in the same place as most of your friends.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
For me, no, because my husband and I got together right about the time that I met all of my best friends that are still my friends to this day.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of all became friends together. Yeah. But I definitely have those friends that you'll be friends with for years and years and years, and then they get a boyfriend, and you're like,
"Where are you?
Where are you? Hello?
Where'd you go?" So it can change your friend dynamic. But luckily, Oprah doesn't allow that.
No.
I mean, I think, like, if you go on, you know, if you go out to dinner together and you do social events together, I think that helps it. But for sure, marriage and kids especially change your, like, daily life.
I find that as well.
Where's the time?
You know, 100%. I have 6 kids now, and they haven't changed my daily life at all.
Right.
No. Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
I think
it might be your philosophy on children.
It's just like you want to make, you know what, you should make time. Because I think it's healthy for your soul.
Me too.
It's very important, to your point, to not lose your friends when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
Absolutely.
Even like I was saying to my husband, he's going to go on tour soon.
Yeah.
And I have obviously been very wrapped up in my baby, who's only 4 months old. And we've done a lot of couples dinners because you're together over the weekends. You work during the week. You want to spend time with your significant other. But then I'm kind of like, well, I need to make more of an effort with my friends because I can't just call them and be like, "Hey, husband's gone. Want to get pizza?"
Yeah,
like, I hate that friend. And I'm somebody who's independent, but you definitely have to balance it. And as you said, with kids, it's also really hard. I even find myself only wanting to be friendly, don't watch the show, with people that parent the same way.
Yeah.
That's also really hard.
That's a big one. Don't get me started with that.
Because, you know,
that's a whole other topic.
We have to wrap again. I can't host the show. I want to talk about myself for hours. Okay. Up next, how do you know if your man has a side piece? Our dating expert is in the house with the signs to look out for. Don't miss it.
You better come get your man.
I think he got lost in my DMs.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's what she's like. Okay, if you you think your man is cheating on you, turn this up. Dating expert Monique Kelly is here to help identify that your man may have a side piece. I hate saying that. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We love having you. I was telling her she smells so good. I just want everyone to know that at home.
I took a shower for you guys today.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank God one of us
Some
did.
Some people
I did.
Don't, so we appreciate it.
Yeah. So cute. I can't take it.
Yes.
Let's just start with the phone. What clues could be hiding with the cell phone?
Oh, God. So the
That's
cell
a biggie.
Phone is like the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
If your man or woman doesn't ever have their cell phone out, it's like noticeable. Or when it's out, the phone is down. Or like... It's if you're in the car, it's not near you, that doesn't ring, there's no text message.
The screen in the
yes.
car.
Yep, that's the first indication.
The Bluetooth
in the car.
Like that scene in Veep.
Yes.
Where,
like that's
I
the...
I can still taste you from last night.
That's what, and they put the phone in the back, it's never connected. That usually gives you an eyebrow raise, where it's like, why is the phone never on? Why do you never have it out?
Okay, wait, I have a question. In people that you know, how quickly does one realize that?
With the phone, here's the thing you have to realize. With all the things I'm going to tell you, the major thing you have to remember is your intuition tells you everything. So when you have, I call it your inner loving diva. When your inner loving diva is like something feels off, you'll start to notice things, and it's not you being paranoid.
Thank you. In everything, by the way.
In
not
everything.
Just this. In
yeah.
everything.
In everything.
Most
Absolutely.
Times, most times, okay.
Absolutely. And then the other telltale sign is when your guy, you know, when he starts looking exceptionally great, that's wonderful. But the other flip side to that.
Yeah, this was.
This is interesting. When they start letting themselves go. A lot of times when a man is in the middle of confusion and chaos and his back is against the wall, it shows in his appearance. So it's not the quarantine chill look, but when they start not like combing their hair, their beard is a mess, they look tired, that's definitely a sign.
Is that stress?
I would think the opposite. Like they start taking better care of themselves than they used to.
I think
like,
the stress starts to wear on them.
Oh.
And is that when you're in a position of maybe a man not just sleeping with somebody else, but somebody contemplating leaving their relationship?
Yeah. One of two things.
Oh,
it's
God.
Either that or they know they might they're about to be found out. So their mood changes. They start picking fights with you. They start, you know, not really making an effort to do dates and things like that.
What are some signs on social media that you should be looking for?
Okay, the social media signs are huge.
That's
huge.
Right.
Yeah, because now, you know, they can't really hide it like they used to. So the first thing is, if you see quote unquote friends or exes of your boo, they start coming into your stories, viewing your stories.
But like
all the time.
Okay.
Or if it's like shady new Instagram accounts where there's zero posts, no pictures, and they consistently are looking at your stuff. Or there's inappropriate flirty messages and comments under their stuff. That's major. Yeah.
But do people really do? I mean,
do people do that?
They do.
Am I stupid? Yeah.
No, you're not. Well, you're in a healthy relationship.
No, you're not.
You just have a
healthy,
really great
You're in a healthy relationship.
But the thing is, and I will say this just a little, the problem is, for me, if I was in this circumstance, I have a large following on Instagram, not as large as it should be, but it's fine. And my husband.
It's large.
It's like I have to have a baby to get followers. It's ridiculous. And then I like can't keep up. It's okay.
That's why we gays do it as well.
It's like, okay, here's a baby. Thanks for the 500,000. Anyway, my husband also has a following. I think Instagram needs to do some work because, for example, if somebody follows me, if you followed me, I would not know. And a lot of people have been upset with me, or I have noticed they followed me and then unfollowed me randomly when somebody like will follow me one day. It's hard for me to be able to sift through if my man was doing something.
Well,
here's
a telltale sign.
That would make me crazy.
I can't
but most people have 200 and it's easy to see.
Yeah, here's a telltale. For a lot of side pieces these days, I will say this. They are bold, okay? They will actually send you a DM, them or some of their friends, and say, hey, this is what's up. Here's what's going on. They are bold and they will actually say it.
Because of false promises from the person that
you're and a lot of times, here's what you have to remember. Let's say a side piece reaches out to you. There's a few things you have to remember. Number one, there's clearly a self-esteem issue for someone to even get involved with a man or woman knowing they're in a relationship, okay? The other thing is when they're reaching out to you, they're not reaching out to you out of concern for
they
you.
They don't care about you.
They're trying to get back at your guy because clearly there's something going on there. Yeah. So I always tell people when that does happen, you do not respond. You do not entertain the conversation.
Yeah.
You delete, block. Because the issue is with the man. So when women come at each other, like, the issue is the man doing things.
Yeah.
So they will reach out. And you'll start seeing signs before they do.
Oh, my God. Monique, you are so... filled with wisdom. Thank you so much. It's impossible to like, this whole world is.
It is, but so when you find someone good, love it, hold on to it.
Find somebody good, delete their Instagram.
DMs. All right, you guys, for more dating advice, check out Monique's book, Reality and Chaos. Thank you so much for being here. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Noble, not Noble. After the break, Megan Fox calls out the mommy shamers, and we're picking sides, plus what her ex, Brian Austin Green, just admitted about their relationship. Next.
Oh, I loved him when I was little.
Guess what, you guys? Carney and I, we were right yesterday. I said it. Justin tried to dispute it, but nope. Yesterday, we talked about Megan Fox's comment on Brian Austin Green's photo. Megan commented, then deleted, grateful for Sharna. Some people thought she was throwing shade, and I thought it was very mature, and I stood by that. So now Brian is setting the record straight, posting, Megan and I get along great. Neither of us are sending petty digs to each other. Did you see this comment?
Yes, and I think it was cute. You know, I've had relationships in which it didn't work out. We still were cordial, though. We were still friends, but they weren't really over it. And all I wanted was for them to find somebody else. I really, truly did. And I was really happy when they did, because then they got off my leg.
There you go. That's exactly That's literally it. That's it. All right, Megan isn't keeping quiet either. She's calling out the mommy shamers. Megan tells InStyle she's judged every time she's on a red carpet with her boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, without her kids. She says, you don't expect a dad to be with the kids all the time, but I'm supposed to not be seen and be at home with my kids. They have another parent. I've been very surprised by how archaic some of the mindsets still are in some people. Hmm. Okay. Do you guys agree with that? That was a little jumbled.
I agree with her.
Yeah.
I think it's BS, the misogyny of those comments of why does she need to be? She's on that carpet. She's working. It's
100%.
Not like she's not partying. Her kids are being taken care of. More than likely, they're at home with their dad.
Right.
Or with the sitter.
Or with
Shotgun Willie. Right.
Shotgun Willie?
I love that Carney's like, that doesn't sound right either.
Machine Gun Kelly. That's it, not Shotgun Willie.
Same thing.
I'm like, they're not her sole responsibility.
Even if she was out partying, mom's allowed out one
she's
night.
A great
she's
mom.
Allowed
Someone
out.
Calling her out like for it. You would never call him out for it.
Yeah, it's like this old-fashioned thing, like women stay home and men work, and then
ridiculous.
Like with the kids. I travel all over the world. That's my kids. I mean, sometimes they come with me, but that's. I think it's a great example.
Yep.
Like,
I agree.
We're out in the world doing our thing.
Where's mom working?
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. Like I am right now. I mean, she's obviously only 4 months old, but that's that is the example I want to set. And the other thing is like, you know, I even kind of take this in my own life. You know, I have a music group with my baby every Tuesday, and sometimes we didn't go last week. And my mom's like, "Oh, send your husband." And I was like, "I'm not gonna send my husband. It's all women. Like, why would I? You know, like dads don't do that." And then I was like,
"Special."
So we even do it to ourselves, where, you know, he could have taken her. He's one half of why she's here,
right?
He could have done music with
her. Have you seen Working Moms?
No.
No.
It's a Canadian show, but it just launched on Netflix recently.
Okay.
It is so good.
Oh, I cannot wait.
So good. And there's like a Mommy and Me group in it, which is what made me think of it, because then finally one of the dads joined it. Everyone's nuts. It's great. They're all these amazing working mothers that are juggling. It's a really good show.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm
really
glad
for them.
Okay, Working Moms.
Well, actually, you know what? We do have a little surprise right now. I'm looking at you.
What is it?
Morgan,
we
have a little surprise. No. It's time for you to look at the camera and see what we have.
What the?
Okay, just
what
look.
Is this?
I'm not gonna say anything else. You'll know.
Oh my God!
Yay!
Just look.
You guys, I made my music video debut.
So cute.
Your husband's new music video.
Yes! Oh my God! I don't know what I'm saying.
The love interest, of course.
Yes. I got to play Vanna White for the day, which was very daunting. I waved. Oh, I look so weird.
How cute!
No, you don't. You look amazing.
Oh my God!
So cute.
That's very
I love
sweet.
That.
It was a very cute day. I obviously threw a fit in the morning because I was like, this doesn't fit. This is awful.
Right.
And he's like, you got it. It's not about you today. And I was like, okay, fine. It ended up being the videos. First of all, I'm so proud of him. The song is unbelievable.
Eyes.
His eye, and my baby got those eyes. That's why I need to have more babies.
I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
Totally
yeah, no, he's hot, right? It's weird.
Beautiful.
Everything's
hot.
Too.
He's a hottie.
Thank you. Thank you. And it was a very fun day. We were on the Wheel of Fortune set, which obviously iconic. It was so much fun. The video came out so good. He played all these different characters.
Like,
you know, because I'm usually the one that's doing all this stuff, and he killed it. I was so proud. So that's sweet you guys did that. I was like, if my baby comes out, I'm going to start crying all over my
phone. Oh, God, of course.
But, yeah.
And here she is.
Yeah.
Next next time.
Yeah, so you have to, shameless plug, you have to check out the song. It's called She. It's on all the streaming stuff. All of it.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, the Queer Eye worlds are colliding. OG star Jay Rodriguez is here to talk about it all with Bobby. Plus, you know, we're asking about all of those. Thirst traps. Hello.
Jesus Christ. That's my dad, guys.
This is lovely. I'm so proud. Yes.
Oh, I don't know if proud is the right word.
I'm going to say
we're proud of Mary.
Yes, you are.
You're proud?
Seeing all the fun, amazing, celebratory, very spirited clothes that Jay has, and then trying to steer him into the 40-year-old version of what a guy his age will probably look best in. He's all grown up.
Let's see.
Okay, come on out. I know this is a little boring.
I like it.
Nice.
The original Fab Five got back together for E's reunion road trip, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And now, Queer Eye worlds are colliding.
Woo!
Right here on Daily Pop. Please welcome my Uncle Jay. The funny thing is, though, we're the same age.
We are.
You are such a baby.
I was such a, could you imagine doing the show? Because you're doing it now.
No, I can't imagine doing it at 22.
Yeah, that's, it's very bizarre. Also, the show, Reunion Road Trip, if you've never seen the original Queer Eye, it's kind of interesting because it kind of shows, you know, elements of what the show they know with you, the new cast, and what it looked like back in the day. So it's actually been really fascinating for people to be like, I had no idea. But it's really been, it's been fun to watch.
So be honest though, what was your gut reaction when you heard we were rebooting?
Okay, so when I heard that, here's what happened, and this is the real tea. So what happens is when you get a job, you usually get put on speakerphone. Might be your team, might be a network.
It's always a damn speakerphone.
It's the speakerphone, so that you know a job is coming. And it was the producers of Queer Eye wanting to get ahead of the story before the media hit it.
Before Carson spilled the beans.
I had no idea how it all went down.
I need to hear all of this.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, and they never call me. So I thought, and then it was the era of the reboot. Things were just coming back, and they're like, hey Jay, we got everyone here. Just wanted to share some exciting news with you.
Oh.
Yep. And I'm in rehearsals. I'm about to do my cabaret show. And literally, I'm like outside. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, we're bringing Queer Eye back. And before they could even take a breath, my Puerto Rican butt threw myself on the line and was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Because honestly, now in my 30s, I have like so much more to offer. And with a brand new dynamic cast.
Oh, and those bastards.
Because, you know, you're already envisioning your house in the hills. I was like, maybe more financial equity this time around. But anyway, so then I literally was like in shock for a second. But as I really thought about it, after Queer Eye, it was really hard to get back to my profession as an entertainer and an actor because it had a reality show stigma on my name.
Yes.
And I had to fight so hard. And I think once I got to meet the new Fab Five, they were so incredibly gracious. And I think those are the behind the scenes moments people don't know when they ask, like, do you even like them? I'm like, not like, love, because it could have gone in such a different direction.
9 out of 10 times, it would have.
And it's been so lovely. They've all been such mentors. And like Tom, he's been a mentor to me for years, even before Queer Eye.
Like I got fired from Restoration Hardware while he was in there filming.
The original.
And I just wanted to walk out. Big mistake, huge. You know, little did I know, 15 years later.
How kismet is that? It's like, it's always just so energetically like, you know, things are so meant to be that way. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's, but by the way, I would have reacted the exact same way that you
just
did.
Just because, you know, it's such, you're so excited. But honestly, I think that, you know, someone said it best, but it's like, we did it when the world needed the show, and now the world needed the show again. I mean, I'm jealous we didn't have social media back then because that would be really great.
No, I'm jealous.
Oh, that we didn't. I guess you're right.
It's a double-edged sword.
We had like old school paparazzi things, you know, that would you page
so
six and stuff.
Much rather deal with that. But when the original Queer Eye came back, the original Queer Eye came out, were you kind of anxious about how people would react to it?
So the funny thing is, Bravo wasn't a massive network at that time.
My God.
Yeah, it was hidden in cable. So we all assumed we were doing 10 or 12 episodes. I can't remember how many. I was doing an off-Broadway show called Xana Don't, which actually Wardrobe just stopped me for and said, I love that show. And so I had platinum white hair. I had to dye it to do the show. Thought I was just going to be working on the show for 2 months.
That's what we
thought.
And
was going to go back to Rent on Broadway. And I literally, because I was taking 6 months from Rent to do Xana. And we all were like basically at the end of our rap, like, great working with you. Nice to see you. See you around sometime vibe.
Oh my
God. And then 2 weeks into our run, they sat us down. They're like, they had champagne, which was not unusual. And they were like, your show tripled the ratings on Bravo's history ever. Ellen wants you, Jay Leno wants you, you're shooting the cover of Entertainment Weekly in 2 days. And we were paid very modestly, so wrapping your brain around that level of success, especially at 23, was like mind-boggling, you know?
That's how it happens.
Speaking of big successes. You're really good at thirst traps.
You
too.
Are.
Am yeah. I? I wanna.
We
I
saw wanted, one.
I was just talking. Oh, yeah. That looks like a yeah. big success to me.
It Jen. Does. No. It looks very bold and bust.
Yes, I would. Oh, that's. Oh. That, I would like to thank my trainer, Griffin Mark. No, I.
And the Emmy goes to
Jace V-Lines.
Wow. First of all, I'm single, so thank you for this advertisement. There's my camera.
You're not going to be single yes. for much longer.
Listen, if you yes. like guys with a big personality who love animals, very kind and philanthropic, go ahead and follow me on any social
media. That's what this picture says to me, that you have a yeah. big personality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a real nod to my...
I love a big personality,
yeah, it's
honestly.
A nod to my Puerto Rican heritage. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's so funny. I feel like you have to dig around for those, but maybe not.
I don't
no,
think...
We
no,
we put
I
all
think,
the digging yep. up front here. Okay. Everyone can no, just go.
We
Everyone
went through just
following.
A week, and we found them.
Got it!
Oh, my God. Yes. Jay, yeah. thank you so much for being here. It was
thank
so much fun.
You.
Thank you for bringing thank your you. Big thirst traps. We yes. appreciate it. You guys follow him. You won't be disappointed. Up next, our In It to Win It week continues with American Ninja Warrior Host Matt Eisman. He's got some wild backstage secrets and also a special connection with Carney. Don't go anywhere.
We were just too good to use these.
It's In It to Win It week here on Daily Pop, where we are getting secrets about your favorite competition shows. Today, it's all about American Ninja Warrior. Here's why we can't get enough.
Next generation ninjas coming out here. We have high school sophomores out here competing on this course against the full grown legend ninjas.
And they're amazing.
They're like, forget running through the hallway. We want to run through the course. American Ninja Warrior is going to be responsible for creating the very first metahuman.
I don't know that that's a good thing. That's how the world ends in all the movies.
And look who's here, American Ninja Warrior host, Matt Eisman.
American Ninja Warrior. Oh,
that was my favorite.
We have been just adoring each other here because I absolutely love this one.
How did you guys meet, first of all, quickly?
We met on Celebrity Apprentice with the new boss, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
That you and won.
That I won.
You
thank
wow.
you. Because of her, yes. she helped me. Aww. But we met and we bonded over, I don't even know if we want to tell.
Farting.
Farting. It was farting that
Why
did
can't
it.
We
she,
say it.
She sits down within 3 minutes, she's playing me her best farts, and I'm like, we are friends
there
for life.
And
forever.
We've become accustomed to them. It's been the past 2 days. You've been very open. I appreciate that. I have so much more prompter to read that I didn't do. Okay. You guys have dropped the competition age down to 15 years
yes.
old. Okay.
Wow.
Those kids are not messing around.
So you used to have to be 21 to compete on the show. We lowered it to 19.
Right.
And then because we do American Ninja Warrior Jr., which is coming back this fall on Peacock.
There you go. Plug it.
We saw these kids were so good, and we thought, let's give a few of them a chance.
15.
And they came out,
I can't
and oh my God, it's like, school's out. These little punks are making me feel my age. They're incredible. And we knew they were athletic. We've seen them in their submission tapes.
Right.
What we didn't know was how they'd handle the pressure.
Right. Yeah.
Because here you are on the show that they've grown up watching,
right.
and
it's
they're
a lot.
Competing alongside their idols, and
yeah.
they're doing so well. And it just... It makes me happy for the future of our nation as a whole that these young kids are out there.
I love it. I get a cramp just watching.
Me
Forget it.
Too, Carney.
I get it.
I get
it.
A cramp. Like, I can picture it. But you've been hosting this show for over a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever... Yeah, I love it. Because you're so great.
Thank you.
But, like, do you ever get the urge to, like... compete yourself.
Oh, Carney, why would you? Now
look
I have to tell you what happened.
Look
right.
at the shape you're in.
I was an athlete. I played baseball in college, and I found out I'm no longer an athlete. The last two times I've tackled the... Oh, there it is. That one I survived. That was my... You found my victorious one.
All right.
Let's
yeah.
see it.
This is me. Oh, my God. The devil steps.
See, my cramp is already starting
now,
in my arms.
This is where I realized, okay, you're out of strength. The next two times I tried it after this, I broke my foot, broke my ankle.
No!
Yes. Yes, and it was humiliating,
no.
to say the least.
And painful, I'm sure.
Painful, and now if they see me looking at an obstacle, they all have permission to tackle me and go, don't do it.
No.
Just end up in the hospital again.
Just
broken foot, not fun. All right, so you're a TV host, you're a licensed doctor, you're a stand-up comedian.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, all
on
these
paper,
things.
I'm amazing.
You are amazing. Okay, so how does one person achieve all of those things? Like, how does that happen? How do you set out to be like, okay, I'm doing everything.
I, That's very kind of you to say, Morgan.
You are a doctor and a comic and all these things. I'm not making this up.
And you've overcome a lot of health stuff, too.
Yes, I have rheumatoid arthritis. This is why I love Carnegie.
You're an amazing person. You're an amazing guy.
You know what? If I have to give credit, I will give credit to my parents, because my mom, who I'm sure is watching this because she watches everything
I do. Is that not the best?
I love it.
Those are the best moms.
And literally will call and go, we loved Ninja Warrior last night. It was so good. But I was so heartbroken when that kid fell. I'm like, Mom, we all were. I had parents. My dad was a doctor, world-renowned physician.
Wow.
And we were working at the same hospital together when I was still a doctor. And I had to sit him down and go, Dad, I'm thinking of leaving medicine to do stand-up comedy. And he goes, life is short, do what makes you happy.
Wow, he was supportive.
I'm sure behind my back, he's like, this kid is not my son anymore. Yeah. It's crazy.
They're so proud. Of course they
really are. And I mean, they've seen me on Lip Sync Battle dressed as Cher, or RuPaul's Drag Race.
I love it.
There you go.
Dressed as Betty Bordeaux. And yeah. They cheer me on the whole way. So I watch how Carney is with her children. And you just see there's something about, you know, your mom's. I get why people always say, hi, Mom.
Yeah.
When they score a touchdown.
It's a different kind of support.
Moms make you feel like you can do anything.
They cheer you on and it's, oh, that was sweet.
And dads too, Dad. Mom makes Dad watch it. I don't want him to feel left out.
There you go, Dads too. Well, you're amazing.
You are amazing. Matt, thank you so much for being here. This was such a treat. I know Carney was so, so excited to have you.
I know. She is an angel.
She is amazing.
And her food, Love Bites, amazing. Check out Love Bites.
Thank you.
You too.
I know, I can't even.
Oh my God, you guys. American Ninja Warriors airs Mondays on NBC. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
He's the best.
Yes.
You're an amazing guy, amazing person.
Hey, by the way, they go today's.
And music.
This little sweetheart right here.
My fiance.
Is going to get a peek at my little photo album.
You did all this while I was unconscious?
That's my favorite.
You can't sort of try to skirt around a movie like this. You've got to really just go for it and truly commit, and the movie did that in all aspects. I mean, you can't sort of half be horrible.
I pride myself on being a professional. So from now on, what I would like you to do is just tell me, you know, when and if I cross the line.
I think they're gonna enjoy her in this role because it is so different than what she normally does. She's got a really dirty mouth in this movie, and it's pretty funny to see her do that.
All right, let's see if this thing's working.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Oh! I'm sorry. She pushes a lot of things. It came, I read it, I couldn't believe it. At every page I turned, I was like, yes, yes, yes.
There too, by the way. It has been 10 years since Horrible Bosses hit theaters. I mean, watching that, I cannot.
I'm going to
watch that.
How funny it was.
Amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, one of my top 10. I'm not kidding. This movie made me laugh so hard.
So good.
So hard. She was amazing.
Amazing. She looked
I mean, her body.
She still does.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
She made a deal with the devil at some point.
She did. Damn good. Bobby, Meghan McCain recently announced that she's leaving The View. You may have heard. And have an interesting story to share about her with our audience. Please.
Last year, they had Jay Inslee on to talk about the new Green Deal, and she just kept spreading lies. She's like, oh, the new Green Deal, they want us to get rid of airplanes and cars and cows. And he's like, that's just not true. And something, don't quote me on this. She's like, and it's also going to cost every American $100,000 a piece. And he's like, that's just not true, Meghan. That's not true.
Right.
And he would tell her the actual fact, and she would still just keep spewing fake facts. So I came for her. And I was like, hey, Meghan, have some, you know, integrity.
Right.
And stop just spewing random facts in order to get ratings and to be talked about. And she responded with, I am not a journalist, and it makes me sad that you think I am. I represent a conservative point of view, and that's my job to represent it. And so I responded with, a conservative point of view doesn't mean you have to blatantly lie.
Right.
Wow, okay.
And she was then, I'm never watching Queer Eye again, and blocked me. And I'm all, boo-hoo.
Blocked you. And then what did your fans go and do?
And then my fans went and commented on every tweet she had done for a year with GIFs of my face.
Oh my God, I love you so much. I love you so much.
It's like, you might block me, but you're going to see.
No, but I think in those instances, like, you have to come for people. Yeah. You can't just say things
that
are inaccurate.
Right, right. Just to rile people up and spread false alternative facts.
No.
Oh my God. No,
that's
not okay. And there you go. And now she's not going to watch Career. I hope you're okay with that.
Not right.
And it's not okay.
Oh, yeah. My God. You guys, I had the most fun with both of you today.
Love.
Please come back. I
Loved
wish you guys were coming back tomorrow. It was so great. But you guys, Cheryl Burke will be here tomorrow. Check out Nightly Pop, please, tonight at 11:30. And join us every weekday at 11 a.m. for more Daily Pop right here on E! Set your DVRs now so you never, ever miss a thing. Thank you guys so much again.
Thank
so
you.
Much fun.
Thank you.
I need to hug you right now. I need love right
now. Hug, Mama.
I need love.
I need love.
I need love.
You guys, this was amazing.
I need love.
Thank you so much for doing that. Like, I wish.
Thank you. That was so great.
Hey, I live next.